The arrival of baby chicks at the local feed store is a rite of the season in rural areas. In North Bennington, Vermont, where backyard chicken raising is both a tradition and a trend, poultry orders arrive every few weeks. Susan Keese, yes, rhymes with geese, of Vermont Public Radio, sends us this audio postcard.
At 7 a.m., Todd Saunders from Whitman's Feed Store arrives at the post office. The postmistress hands him two large, flat, noisy boxes, 200 chicks hatched in New Mexico the day before yesterday. At the feed store, Saunders unpacks the chicks. He inspects them for damage and sorts them by breed. Rhode Island Reds, mottled black barred rocks, yellow and white broilers. A sales clerk sets them up with water and food.
Good morning, Lynn. This is Whitman Feeds. Good. Chicks are in.
While Saunders calls his customers, the baby birds motor around in circles. They jostle at the feed tray. Some wiggle their naked little wings as if to fly.
Aww, so cute.
9-year-old Ariana Stetson has been waiting for this day.
Stetson?
Her family's ordered half a dozen Rhode Island Reds. Ariana holds a cardboard box while the clerk counts out six russet-colored pullets.
I think they're squished in there.
Nah, they'll be all right. It'll keep them warm for the ride home.
Ariana will talk to the chickens and sing to them. Rick Miro does that, too.
Well, I talk to them. I want them to know who I am, so.
Miro works in a gravel pit and does a little lawn work on the side. He sells eggs for cash, but confesses he gives a lot away. Miro has lived with poultry all his life. He and his partner have 22 laying hens.
I gotta go home and clean the barn out when we get back, and I'll talk to every one of them while I'm in there.
The baby chicks will live in Miro's bathtub until it gets a little warmer.
You gotta tell you, they're just like a baby. You gotta take care of them for a while.
Even when the birds get too old to lay, Miro will keep feeding them. He says if he wants a chicken for dinner, he'll get it at the store. For NPR News, I'm Susan Keese.
Good talk. You and Todd.
Every mole on a stack that's whole empties out some old lady's home. There's a trick in picking a tick, tick, ticker today. A man gets in an awful muddle. He don't know who he's trying to cuddle. Get a queen outside in the dark alone, then find out she's a chaperone. There's a trick in picking a tick, tick, ticking today. There's a trick in picking a tick, tick, ticking today.
This is NPR News.